Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Carolyn Light, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I left my date in the middle of dinner. We were never going to work out anyway. Dating is hard. Any person who has spent any amount of time dating will tell you. It's hard. In the time of dating apps, it seems as though dating should be easier. In some ways, that may be true. There have never been so many people at the touch of our fingertips before, putting themselves out there for a chance at love, or some quick sex. But the sheer volume doesn't always provide the benefits you might expect. You could spend your entire evening swiping through a dating app, reviewing looks and profiles, and not swipe on one person that interests you. Or you could swipe on someone who interests you very much. You could match. You could start a conversation. Their witty banter could make you laugh at your desk during the workday. You could think, wow, I'm really connecting with this person. This is exciting. You could exchange phone numbers, saying, I don't check this app that frequently. I'm much better at texting. You could move the conversation to your text messages. You could suggest that it's time to take the conversation offline altogether and offer times to meet in person. But instead of meeting for drinks, this request could be met with silence. Ghosted. Gone. Left to start over again at square one. This is only one dating app scenario, and it's a common one. I've been ghosted in this manner. In full transparency, I've also been the ghoster in this scenario. It's disappointing when it happens to you, but I never took it too personally. Life is hectic, and adding just one more conversation to an already busy life can feel overwhelming. With this said, I've also met many interesting and wonderful people through dating apps. I met my current partner on Bumble, and I love him to pieces. I've also met some people who weren't so wonderful. Despite the fact that most of those dates were pretty unremarkable, there is one that stands out in my mind. And that date is still the topic of conversation and the butt of the joke with my friends to this day. We met in a scenario similar to the one highlighted above. Except neither of us ghosted the other. We made plans to go to a pub central to both of our houses. He was 10 minutes late, and this didn't impress me, but it didn't deter me either. When he did arrive, he was apologetic for his tardiness, and all was forgiven. We ordered our drinks, awkwardly laughed our way through deciding on an appetizer to share, and made some small talk. By the time we had finished our first beer, I wasn't sure which way I was leaning. He wasn't quite as funny in person. His conversation wasn't quite as wry and witty as it had seemed in his texts. But he also seemed kind and smart, and I was attracted to both of these qualities. Once we finished our second beer, his liquid courage settled in, and this is when it all went awry. You're really pretty, he said to me. You're as pretty as you are in your pictures. That's always a relief when you're meeting up with someone from online. True, I agreed. It's nice not to get catfished. Yeah, he said. You're definitely pretty. I'd say you're a solid 6. I choked on my beverage and stared at him, trying to comprehend what he just said, convincing myself that I'd heard him incorrectly. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, I said. Can you say that again? Oh, I said you're pretty, he said. You're a solid 6. You know, like on a scale of 1 to 10. You're a 6. A strong 6. Maybe closer to a 7. My mind was reeling. Did this man really just rate my looks? To my face? On our first date? I'm not naive, and I'm not an idiot. I know that the reason this man swiped right on me in the first place had to do with the fact that he found me attractive. I think physical attraction is important, and I don't fault anyone for swiping based on looks. I, too, was swiping right on people I found physically attractive. I made sure that I also liked what they said in their profiles, but their looks were a factor, and I'd be lying to say otherwise. Still, aside from saying something along the lines of, "You look nice tonight," you would never have heard me commenting on the looks of someone I just met, and you certainly wouldn't hear me rating their looks. "I'm sorry," I said to him. "Did you just rate my looks?" "What?" he said, already getting defensive. "I said you were pretty." "I recognize that," I said. "But do you really think rating me on a numerical scale is appropriate? Are you 15? Did I fall into a time warp and end up back in high school?" "I don't even know why you're getting upset," he said. "I said you were a 6. A 6 is above average. I said you might even be closer to a 7, which is even higher than average." "Excuse me," I said, and stood up, making my way to the bathroom. Once in the stall, I burst out laughing. It's not that I found his behavior funny, quite the opposite. I found it repugnant and horribly sexist. Still, the whole situation was so absurd that I could do nothing but guffaw. I texted my friend. "He just told me I'm a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, I told her. "What?" she responded right away. "He rated you? Was he joking?" "Nope," I texted her back. "In fact, he dug in when I called him on it. He was completely serious." "Leave," she said. "He's a pig and you don't need this. Don't even make up an excuse. Or do make one up. Whichever works for you, just leave." "I can't," I said. "That's so mean." "He rated you to your face," she texted back in all caps. "He's disgusting." "You know, you're right," I said to her. "I'm leaving." I walked back to the table where my date was sitting and threw $20 on the table. "I'm leaving," I told him, putting on my coat. "The 20 is for the tip. I don't trust you to tip appropriately." "Are you serious?" he said. "You're leaving because I put a number on your looks? Ridiculous." "You thinking it's okay to rate me is what's ridiculous," I said. "This is why you're single," he said. "You're so fucking touchy." I laughed. "I'd rather be single," I said, and turned to walk out. The waiter was walking past our table, and I flagged him, picking back up the 20 I'd thrown down. "This is for you," I said to him, handing him the money. "I'm leaving, but this is the tip. He'll be paying the rest of the tab." I walked out. I went back to the pub the next day with a friend, and the same waiter was there. "Did that guy I was with pay the bill?" I asked him. "If not, I'm sorry, and I'll take care of it now." "Oh, no, he paid it," the waiter said. He started laughing. "He paid, but God, he hated you. I don't know what happened, but I think it's good that you left." "He rated me to my face," I told the waiter. His eyes widened. "Like your looks?" he said. "Can you believe that?" said my friend. "Jesus," said the waiter. "Who does that?" I've told this story multiple times now, and it's usually met with disgust and laughter. This is also where my friends will try to reassure me. "You're much prettier than a 6, they'll say. "You're a 10, an 11, a 55. "No, I don't care about that," I tell them. "I care that he had the gall to rate me, and to my face." There's nothing wrong with not being a perfect 10, but there is something wrong with viewing other people as numbers. despite the fact that this man and I sat there laughing, sharing stories, and getting to know one another, the only thing this man noticed about me was how I looked. But not only that, while I was speaking, he was calculating my looks in his head. He was determining that my looks were above average, and as such, assigned me an above average number. I stayed happily single for a couple of years after that, and I think it's safe to say that I dodged a proverbial bullet. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.